This Week in Virtualization, a weekly newscast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, VMware buys some of EMC's Ionix line, vKernel gets into capacity management, and memory allocation is getting to be a problem.
Welcome to the March 5th edition of This Week in Virtualization. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, VMware has acquired four Ionix systems management products from its parent company, EMC. Under the $200 million deal, VMware now owns Ionix Server Configuration Manager, Application Discovery Manager, Service Manager, and FastScale for application provisioning. There were some questions about why this acquisition needed to happen, considering EMC is VMware's majority owner, and the two companies have an increasingly close relationship. But EMC says it was necessary to get their product lines aligned with their business strategies. EMC is focused on network and storage infrastructure, and VMware is focused on server and data center infrastructure. In the long term, this deal will result in a new version of VMware vCenter that will offer change management, service desk capabilities, and other advanced features, meaning serious competition for the traditional systems management vendors in the market. For your more immediate VMware management needs, there's a new free tool from vKernel. Capacity View is a capacity management tool that points out performance issues such as I/O latency and allocation problems with CPU, memory, and storage. It's available as a free download on the vKernel website. And in other news, the memory management features in new x86 processors are making virtualization a lot more complex. Administrators say the features are useful, according to our sister site searchdatacenter.com, but the makers of chips, software, and operating systems all do memory optimization, and it can be a lot to handle, especially for admins who have several different roles in their data centers. Many admins also report problems with VMware's memory deduplication feature, transparent page sharing. They say it doesn't show the correct amount of memory allocated to a VM running on these new x86 processors. Some users see this as a harmless bug, but others say it generates false alerts, unnecessary VM migrations in automated environments, and even crashes. That's all the time we have for now. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Thanks for tuning in to This Week in Virtualization.